Supporters of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi are to hold a mass rally today backing his draft constitution. It comes just a day after hundreds of thousands of protesters turned out to protest the draft measure made by the nation's ruling Islamist party. Opponents worry the proposed constitution will restrict civil and religious liberties. Christopher Wiles reports.
Protesters flooded Cairo's Tahrir Square yesterday in the second giant rally this week, angrily vowing to bring down a draft constitution approved by allies of President Mohamed Morsi. The Islamist-led assembly that's been working on the draft constitution for months passed it in a rushed 16-hour session that lasted until sunrise on Friday. The vote was abruptly moved up to pass the draft before Egypt's constitutional court rules on Sunday whether to dissolve the assembly. Liberal, secular, and Christian members had already quit the council to protest what they call Islamists' hijacking of the process. President Morsi has said he will call a referendum on the newly approved constitution, but in an interview with Egyptian state television, he said he knows what his responsibilities are.
My responsibility is to protect this nation from any conspiracy or from any attempt to go backwards. As the country's president, my responsibility is to achieve justice and respect the laws and to lay down many rules in the absence of parliament until they can convene and are able to vote on behalf of the people.
Friday's protests have highlighted an increasingly cohesive opposition leadership of prominent liberal and secular politicians trying to direct public anger against Morsi and the Islamists. I'm Christopher Wells.